This is episode number 290 with the internet sensation, Logan Paul.
Welcome to the School of Greatness. My name is Lewis Howes, a former pro athlete turned lifestyle entrepreneur. And each week we bring you an inspiring person or message to help you discover how to unlock your inner greatness. Thanks for spending some time with me today. Now let the class begin.
Welcome everyone to this episode. Very excited about this. Make sure to share it out with your friends, lewishowes.com/290, and head back to that link to see all the show notes from today's episode. We've got the one and only Logan Paul, who is taking over the internet in a major, massive way. This kid is 20 years old, from Ohio, like myself, and he has literally come on the scene with a vengeance and made so many people captivated by his unique talent. And we're going to dive in and talk about his unique talent today. But for those that don't know who Logan Paul is, he's incredibly popular on Vine with over 9 million followers. Built his following there first, then grew on YouTube and Facebook and now Snapchat. He's one of the most watched people on Facebook last year and has appeared on Law & Order as well as upcoming feature films that are coming out this year. He's also, again, from Ohio and he's only 20 years old. That's right. A few things that we cover today is what top Viners are making now, how Snapchat has changed the game for him, the formula for creating a viral video on Vine or anywhere, why Logan is headed off digital for his next couple projects and into traditional media, the value of pushing yourself physically and mentally every day, and what Logan says to himself every single morning to get up and do the things that he does. Very excited about this one. We had an awesome time connecting here in my studio in Los Angeles, and I hope you guys enjoy listening to Logan Paul. So without further ado, let me introduce you to the one, the only, Logan Paul.
I don't know about you, but when around 3 p.m. hits, I find myself craving the right refreshment to get me through that mid-afternoon slump. New Pure Leaf Zero Sugar Sweet Iced Tea is full-flavored sweet tea, but without the sugar and the calories. It might take several bottles for you to believe that a delicious sweet tea can really have zero sugar and zero calories. But you know what they say, life is full of surprises. Or in this case, full of flavor. New Pure Leaf Zero Sugar Sweet Iced Tea. Try it to believe it. For 20% off your next 12-pack, head to Amazon and use promo code 20PureLeaf. That's promo code 20PureLeaf for 20% off. We've all been there. You have a question about your credit card, you call the number for help and can't get a hold of anyone if you only had a Discover card. With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. A real person. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card. Okay, quick math. The less your business depends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/greatness. netsuite.com/greatness. Again, head to netsuite.com/greatness.
Okay, welcome everyone to the School of Greatness podcast. I got my man Logan Paul in the house. What's up, brother?
How you doing, man? Ohio brothers.
Ohio brothers. I brought the shirt, Haters love us.
The O in love is the state of Ohio shape for those of you listening.
Yes, exactly. And I found out about you a couple years ago through Vine. Someone reshared or revined something when I was on for like a month. Mm-hmm. And I was like, who is this kid? He's from Ohio. He's going to OU at the time.
Yeah.
It was 2 years ago, right?
Yeah, man. 2 years ago. Wow.
Does it seem like a lifetime ago being in college?
It's the old cliche. It's going by so fast. And I'm 20 years old, so I'm still young, but I don't know, man.
It's crazy. How's it feel moving from Ohio? We're both from a small town in Ohio. Delaware, Ohio had 20-something thousand people when I was growing up. And where are you from?
I was from Westlake. It was a little bigger. It had like 50,000 people.
Still pretty small.
Yeah. Dude, honestly, I don't even know what's going on anymore. It's just beyond the point of comprehension. I'm living my life and loving every second of it.
Living the dream, man.
Living the dream.
Like everything you do just looks like so much fun.
Dude, It's so much fun. Like, that's what I'm saying. I don't even know what's going on anymore. I'm so fortunate and lucky and blessed, whatever the positive affirmation word is, but I'm doing it, man.
Yeah.
I'm out here and I'm just, let's just do it.
It's
arms
crazy,
open.
Man. Yeah. So for those that don't know who you are, you were one of the biggest people on Vine. What do you have, like 8 million?
I just hit 9. I just hit 9
million.
9 million, yeah.
Vine, is it subscribers?
Followers.
I don't even know Vine anymore.
9 million followers.
You're blowing up on Facebook. You got, 8 million over here on Facebook, right?
Yeah,
is that right? 8.1 million to probably be 20 million by the time this comes out. you just had the cover of Adweek for one of the top internet celebrities, and nothing shows me that you're slowing down. It's like you're just scratching the surface.
Never slowing down, man.
I see you were on CSI as well or something?
It was Law and Order.
Law and Order.
Yeah. And that was like, that was one of the first things I did. I have a bunch of TV spots coming out like in the next couple months. Yeah, we shot them all in 2016. So yeah, I'm excited, man. It's going to be a big year. And no, definitely not slowing down.
Nothing slowing down. When you were growing up and you were a wrestling state champion, right?
I got to the state championships and I placed 5th. I know.
What weight class were you?
I was 182.
Okay. That's a tough weight class.
There's some big boys there.
That's real tough.
They're no longer people. They're more like machines.
Yes.
And robotry. That's not a word.
Were you, which division, which class?
I was D1.
Wow.
Okay. D1, 182.
And the Ohio wrestling boys are no joke. Those are some of the best wrestlers in the country.
It's the second hardest state. And like
behind what, Iowa or something?
Yeah,
or
I think it's Pennsylvania.
Something like that.
Dude, but yeah, these kids are animals, man. And like
freaks.
I'm pretty big too. Like I'm muscular and stuff, but I'm like, I liked wrestling because it was like physical and it was like a hobby, not like I'm going to go wrestle in college and conquer the nation. Like,
sure.
That's not what it was. But, I did the best I could.
And you're a track athlete as well, right?
I did track when I was younger. I've always been fast, and I decided to do football.
Mm.
I got all state linebacker.
Really?
Yeah.
Nice, man. I was an all state receiver.
There we go, dude.
Got
dude.
More in common every second.
Dude, I would have guarded you, man. When you come across the field, I pick the ball off.
That's great. So you're all state. You ran track earlier. I think I saw a photo of you in your track days on Instagram.
Oh yes.
Checking out the some other runners getting their stance.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you were just a great athlete all around. Did you get a scholarship to OU? Or?
So I could have gone for football, but I decided to go for academics.
That's crazy, man.
Dude,
engineering, is that what it's called?
Industrial and systems engineering.
What? So you got a full ride?
Yeah, full academic ride. Yeah,
that's
man.
That's crazy.
I got a 33 on my ACT, and then...
Wow.
Yeah, they liked me enough. I went in for some interviews, and they liked me enough.
How does a jock do that well in school,
dude,
man?
I had a shirt, actually, that said, not a jock, but a scholar athlete. You
know? That usually means athlete. You're a bad athlete.
Yeah.
You're not that good of an athlete, but you were a great athlete, it sounds like.
Thank you. Yeah, man. I don't know, man. I got blessed that I actually liked school, and I liked sports, and I was just good at both.
Amazing.
Yeah, man. But obviously...
And you chose the academic scholar route.
Academics were safer. Like, I didn't want to blow out my knee in college. Like, I didn't plan...
concussions or
something. Yeah, dude. Like, I was good, but I wasn't going to go pro, and I knew that. So why not do academics, which I still like. Like, chemistry and math. They called me the calc god in high school.
What?
The calc god.
No way.
Yeah, bro. y equals 2x plus b.
Oh my gosh.
I forgot all of it in calculus. Case anyone...
I was the, probably one of the worst students in school. I went to a private boarding school in high school in St. Louis, Missouri. Ooh. And they gave us, I don't know if they did this at public schools, but they gave me, every student got a ranking on their grade card every semester.
Oh, boy. Oh, they did that. They did that.
They did that?
Yeah.
Were you like top 10 always?
I was 17.
Oh, my goodness.
Dude, my class was so competitive. Everyone was smart.
How many kids were in your class?
I think like 400.
Okay. Yeah, there was like 300 in mine, and I was always in the bottom four.
Shut up, bro.
I was always in the bottom four. That's how like horrible at school was. I was great at sports. Dude, I couldn't understand anything. I couldn't comprehend. Like every class was challenging except for PE.
There you go. My boy's repping out the pull-ups, man.
I'll tell you what, one class that I actually got interested in was typing.
Really?
Because it was like it was like a sport.
It's a skill, dude.
And I could get into it. And it's been the best thing that ever happened in high school for me.
Typing is so valuable.
It's incredible.
Yeah, dude, people don't realize.
I'm sure you get a billion emails a day.
Dude, I'm just typing away because I did it. I did the typing class. Yeah.
That was the only thing I focused in school.
There you go.
That's hilarious, man.
Yeah, dude. School wasn't for everybody. I think the whole United States school system has enough problems and there's enough controversy as it is, but like. I just happened to be good at it, so I went with it. Yeah,
I wish I had that talent, man. You had like the quadruple threat with three sports and school.
There you go, man.
So you go to academic scholarship to OU, mm-hmm. which I've been to OU Halloween parties, which are some of the most epic nights.
Number one party school.
I've been there twice. When I was in school at Ohio, at college, at Capital University, I would go there on Halloween with a bunch of my college football buddies, and it was. Lights out, man.
Nuts, dude.
It's unbelievable.
The population of the city quadruples.
It's insane. Like every college comes to
every college. You can't move in the streets.
It's insane.
Yeah, I got lucky enough that so the DJ I've been there one time. So you've been more than
one and done is all you need.
Because I only went for a year, but I got lucky enough. The DJ knew me. He was like a fan of me.
And no way.
Yeah, he brought me up on stage.
Oh my god!
And
gosh.
Yeah, I got to do like a backflip in the splits. Front,
dude,
like
your splits are insane.
The
How
splits.
Do you do this, man?
Oh, boy.
Just so those that don't know, go follow Logan Paul on everywhere and see there's a video every 2 weeks of you doing the splits. And I'm like in awe of that talent.
My dude.
Were you like a gymnast growing up
the
as well?
Splits. So here's the dealio. I'm also extremely injury prone. Maybe that's my misfortune. Too. Like some next level. Like I have a metal plate the size of a quarter in my head.
No way.
Yeah,
can
man.
You see it? Is that why your hair is over the top? Or
yeah.
What?
No. Yes. I purposely grow out my hair. So. No. I have like I do have a big scar.
Can you see it or
9-inch scar.
Oh wow.
Can you see it?
That's gnarly, dude.
Yeah. Ain't no joke. But So I'm extremely, extremely injury prone. And I got knee surgery on both of my knees, like when I was a freshman.
From football or from?
Yeah, from football. I was 14 years old and I'm getting like cartilage removed from my knee. Yeah, so.
That's no good.
When I went to PT, they were just having me stretch.
All day.
And then by the time I could play again, I would try to do squats and leg lifts and I could never do it. Because it would just hurt. I could do it, but I wouldn't be able to walk in like an hour. So instead of doing leg lifts, I was that guy. I skipped leg day. I did this. I got chicken legs, but I also became super flexible because all I would do was stretch. So the lack of strength was made up for with flexibility.
And that increases your speed as well. I mean, if you can be more flexible.
It helps so much in the long
run.
Everything. Especially now, like now I'm doing splits on the internet. What? Like what?
And no one could do that.
What?
One other guy could do a split of the internet.
I don't know, bro.
Unless you're a gymnast.
Yeah, seriously.
That's like 5'5".
It worked out perfectly, man. No one expects a 6'2", 200-pound guy to just drop into the splits.
It's unbelievable, yeah. Okay, so when did you start getting into social media? Was it before you went to college or?
So, okay. I did not have social media before I knew you could get famous on social media. Like, I did not have an Instagram. I did not have
no
Twitter,
Facebook.
Nothing. I was.
You weren't on Facebook in high school?
No, my bad. I was on Facebook.
But you weren't using it. You were just connecting with girls or whatever.
Yeah. Dude, not even that. Like, that would have been a cool story to tell. But no,
study groups.
Exactly. quote unquote study groups. No, man, I wasn't on anything. And my girlfriend at the time, who I've had two girlfriends in my life. The first one, she's pretty influential, obviously. She goes, you should get a Twitter. And so, yeah, she's the first person I followed. And then this
Shut
Vine
up.
Thing. Yeah.
The first person you followed on Twitter
yeah.
is a girlfriend.
Yep. And to this day, like, we're so cool. But I hit her up the other day. I was like, you were the first person I followed on social media ever.
And now look at me. Nuts, look at dude. Me now.
Nah, seriously. It's like,
wow.
Yeah. So,
You followed her on Twitter and you started a Twitter account.
Started Twitter. It was whatever.
This is what, 2009, 2010?
Early days. Whoa. Yes. 2010.
That's not early. I started 2008 on Twitter.
I didn't even know it existed then. Rusty, I don't know like the history of the apps. I just kind of hopped on.
Sure.
But Vine came out about 2 years ago.
Yeah.
And
2013 or 14?
I think it might have been 13.
13,
I think
probably,
it might have been 13.
Yeah.
Which would be 3 years ago.
About two and a half or whatever.
Yeah, no, it's 3 years old now. So, yeah, Vine came about, and I saw the kids my age were getting famous on this dumb little application where you make
six-second
videos. Like, how does this guy have 200,000 followers? He's not that funny. Like, I could do this. So I did it, man. And, pretty much every Vine famous person you will talk to will tell you, yeah, I was just making videos, goofing around, and they just took off. I don't know what happened. Me? No, dude. I was
you had
like,
a plan.
Dude, I was like, I'm going to get Vine famous and be better than all of these kids on this app.
Who's the biggest person on Vine?
My boy, King Batch.
Oh, you guys live in the same building, right?
Yeah, we live in the same building. Yeah.
He's a tiny little dude. I've seen him a couple times.
He's like...
short, right?
He's not that short. He's...
For us, he is.
Yeah, we're tall, dude.
Yeah, I'm
we're
6'4".
Tall.
You're 6'2", right?
Yeah. And he's built, though.
Like, yeah, he's a little shredded dude.
Yeah, he's strong.
Yeah. So he's the most famous on Vine. How many followers does he have?
He's got like 14, 15 million.
So double your size.
I'm ranked number 6 or 7 right now.
You don't do it anymore?
What?
You don't do Vine anymore?
No, man. Never. Just
you're ranked 6 or 7 and you don't even do it anymore.
No. So here's what I do. I make Facebook videos.
Yes.
And then I will cut for Vine. So Facebook, 1 minute, solid. Then I'll cut for Instagram, 15 seconds. And then,
solid.
Then I'll cut for Vine. Yeah, bro.
So you're making Facebook videos, but you're leveraging on every platform.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, because Facebook is, I don't know, it's a lot of fun. Obviously.
You get more reach, too.
Dude, the whole.
I mean, what you have, one on 65 million views right here.
Yeah.
They're like 617,000 shares.
That's crazy.
It's freaky. That's mutant level, dude.
Dude, mutant level. And I'll get one of those a month, man.
That's bigger than Kim Kardashian and all the Kardashians combined.
Look, I don't.
I don't even know what that was. It's insane. So what do you think, you know, when did you realize, okay, I'm going to do this video? You had like a game plan from the beginning, like, I'm going to get huge on this thing. Where you're like, I'm going to do one every day, one a week. I'm going to use all my talents and my personality.
I should mention this. It's not like I just picked up the phone and started making videos and got lucky on this app. So I had been making YouTube videos for 10 years.
Shut up.
Prior to Vine, yeah. With my little brother. Our little channel was called Zoosh. We called ourselves Zoosh. I don't know what it means, but that was what we named ourselves. First video I ever uploaded was called Zoosh Stunts.
And how did it do?
I mean, what, like 8 views? But I went to school and I told all my friends, I'm like, I'm going to do the YouTube thing. And this was like OG YouTube.
It's like 2000 what?
This was
6, 7?
Yeah. Yeah. When did YouTube come out?
I think it came out in 2004, 5.
Okay. So
when did it come out, Tim? I had one on 2005. I put my first video on there.
Wow. Yeah.
So it must have been like 2004.
It was still infancy stages. Yes. And dude, I'm a 10-year-old putting a video on the internet. My parents are like, don't show your address. Don't say your last name.
Right.
But they're like, but go do it. Just go.
Oh, that's
do
cool.
it, Logan. Yeah. And it's weird because like, now it's like, okay, this is what I was meant to do. But back then, it was like, I just like making videos.
10 years ago, yeah.
Yeah, dude. And I'm so glad they let me do it because now it's evolved into this great thing because they just let me go create with this aesthetic of putting something on a screen, which I inherently loved. It was it's so weird. Like, what a weird thing. But
amazing, man.
Yeah.
So what happened with the YouTube channel? You were doing it once a week, once whenever you thought you wanted to?
It's once a week, roughly, and then when we got to high school, things got a little bit busier, picked up. We couldn't do it as often, but at least once a month.
Right. How big was your subscriber base before you got on Vine on YouTube?
4,000.
Shut up.
500 subscribers.
Holy cow.
Dude.
Like 3 years ago, this was 4,500.
After 10 years of work.
Oh my goodness.
But.
Why did you keep doing it?
It was fun. Yeah. I didn't do it to get famous. It was fun, man. And Vine was the same thing. Like, I started, like, I'm going to get Vine famous, but at the end of the day, like, I love what I'm doing.
It was cool. It was fun.
Yeah.
You enjoyed the process,
exactly.
Coming up with ideas.
Exactly.
Right?
And even now, it's like, I'm not doing it. I already achieved the fame or whatever. Now I'm just doing it because it's fun. Like,
yeah, yeah.
And people seem to like it. So, yeah, man. I had logged my 10,000 hours before.
For sure. 10 years and.
Yeah.
Interesting.
So I picked up the phone and I knew, like, how to light. I knew how to direct. I knew what people thought was funny.
And you saw what other was working already on Vine. So you're like, let me just kind of recreate there's probably like five different types of videos.
There's
on
a
Vine.
Formula. Yeah.
So what's the formula?
So, I mean, there's, like you said, there's multiple different types of videos you can create, but it's important that I found the double joke is what works.
Interesting.
A lot.
What is that?
So there's the A joke. The video is funny in itself. Something about the video is entertaining and it keeps you hooked. But then the B joke at the end is like the double punch, like, oh, wow, I can't believe that happened. Like, okay.
Can you give an example?
Yes. My most famous video, actually, which has to do with the Adweek cover. For those of you who have not seen it, which you probably haven't.
We'll have it linked up here and show people on the show notes as well. Yeah.
Beautiful. So I'm sitting on a pile of bananas.
Yeah, it's hilarious.
It's called Top Banana, and I'm saluting. Like, if you haven't seen this video that I'm about to say, that would make no sense. So my most famous video is of me – my brother in the beginning throws a banana peel behind his back and I'm walking and I slip on the banana peel and I do a backflip to save myself from actually slipping,
I've seen
this, right?
One, yeah.
So it's a joke. Whoa, he just did a backflip and got out of slipping. Well, that's awesome. And I was like,
and this is in like 2 seconds.
Yeah. Yeah. Right? So this is the first like 3.5.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I go to the camera, I'm like, oh, that was a close one. And like, not even finishing the sentence, I run into a trash can, right? So that's the B joke.
Right.
It's like, originally, it's like, wow, that's cool. But then, he's funny, slaps at comedy. and that's what works, man. And
Two jokes.
I mean, there's a lot of different stuff you can do on the app, obviously. But some stuff works better than others.
The comedy stuff is the best.
Yeah.
Assuming,
oh, yeah, yeah. So
by far.
If you try to do like a serious video or like an inspirational video, unfortunately, yeah.
It doesn't work as well.
Vine is just not the platform for that.
Yeah. Maybe like one person can make it work in some way.
Yeah. I mean, there are people who have cracked that, but it's just much harder. I, again, just got lucky, like being a goofy guy who knows how to do video.
And be able to do interesting talents.
Yeah.
Backflips and splits. And
yeah. Again, like
quirky and
weird stuff, man, that just
put it all together.
Worked out my life. Yeah.
Amazing, dude.
Yeah.
One of my favorite parts about my job is that I get the opportunity to travel a lot. And in fact, I'm recording this right now while I'm in Mexico. And actually, I was thinking about something that I wanted to share because I get a lot of questions from so many people about different side hustle ideas. So here's one for those of you out there that are on the go a lot like I am or traveling a lot. When you're staying in your Airbnb on your trips, have you ever thought about how you could be making extra money by hosting through Airbnb while your home is vacant? If you're interested in an extra stream of income, Airbnb hosting is an easy place to start, and it's like giving your home some company while you're away. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host. So listen, we all know life is full of yada yada, like those quote unquote free trials that somehow still charge your card for something, or when companies have those sneaky gotchas hiding deep in the fine print. And I know you've dealt with yada yada before, like those bills that keep going up and up for no reason at all, or when budget airlines promise a cheap fare but then charge you for every little thing until you realize you're paying more than you would have somewhere else. And yes, it is possible to outsmart yada yada, like triple checking airline deals to make sure all you need is already included, but you don't take yada yada in life. So don't take yada yada from your wireless provider. Metro by T-Mobile has no contracts, no credit checks, no surprises, and nada yada yada. Stop by one of over 6,000 Metro stores nationwide. When you get a new car or a new home, your first reaction might be to say things like, oh yeah, or I can't believe it, or booyah. But what you really want to say is the one thing that can get you the help you need. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. State Farm is there with the coverage you need for your car, your home, and even boats, motorcycles, RVs, and other things that matter to you. With a State Farm agent, you know someone is there to help you choose the coverage you need. With so many coverage options, it feels good knowing you can find what fits for you. And when you need ways to get help, State Farm gives you options there too, in person or on the phone with your local agent, or on statefarm.com, where their award-winning app State Farm lets you do things your way. So when you need help protecting the things that matter most, remember to say, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Because it wasn't really like, you know, you don't go to school to like learn how to do this. There's no like, okay, you're going to go to OU and they're going to teach you how to do this. Mm-mm. You had to kind of carve your path. Obviously, there were other internet celebrities who had done this before. So who are the bigger inspirations for you? Who were you like, oh, that guy's doing it really well, or that girl, let me do this?
It's funny. King Batch, the guy we just mentioned, was like, I saw him getting famous and I was like, dude, this guy's great. I need to do this. The OG of Vine, Marcus Johns, because I think he's like 21 now and he's a kid my age. And I was like, this kid's great. I want to be like Marcus. And then like way back when YouTube, like Smosh, do you know the Smosh guys? They're really big on YouTube. One of the biggest channels. And, they're like one of the first YouTubers. That's why we called ourselves Zoosh when I was younger. Cause it's like kind of sounded like Smosh. And I was like, oh, we want to be like Smosh a little bit. And then like Jenna Marbles was great. Yeah, dude. Always been a fan of her. Just like the internet people that everyone knows and loves inspired me so much.
Crazy. So when was the first video where you're like, oh, that just like put my following count up like 50,000 overnight?
Yeah.
Like,
what was it? Dude, there was not one of those for me, man. It's always been a consistent
grind,
steady growth. Like I've had the occasional that boosts me up more than others, but like there has not been one where it's like 50K in a night.
Well, it's not like overnight fame. It's just been like everyone builds more and more and more.
Yep.
Interesting, man. When did you realize like, oh, I can actually make money with this?
Yeah. So I think I was at 800,000 followers and this company reached out to me and said, hey, we want to pay you to put our phone case in your video. And I emailed it back. I was like, I'm sorry. Did you say you wanted to pay me money to make a video? I'm already making videos. Now you want to pay me?
They were brilliant. They got in early.
Dude.
They crushed it with it.
Yeah.
How much did they charge?
Dude.
How much did you charge?
I charged.
Like 500 bucks maybe?
I think it was $1,000.
And they were like, we just got the jackpot.
Dude. And like the video was great too.
They probably made like 100 grand.
People loved it too. Seriously, man. And then Ubisoft reached out to me. They had the game Just Dance 2014.
Which was perfect for you.
Dude.
Quirky big dancing dude.
Yep. So I was at 1 million followers. They paid me $1,000 again. I was like, oh, it's Ubisoft. I can lower my rates. Like now I have rates, right? Like I bet 2 weeks ago I didn't have rates. Now I'm finding out I can make money. I have them.
Wow.
But it is to this day the most popular branded Vine on the platform.
They're still getting
my boy this
sales and
60
downloads.
60 million plus views.
What a jackpot.
For $1,000. I messed up.
Oh, man.
But I will say it opened up the doors of branding for me in the future because now it's like, hey, look what I did. You want that?
Right.
It's like, oh, yeah, we do want that.
And you're like, here's my rate.
Yeah.
So are you allowed to say what your rates are now or is that more under the
wraps? No, it's probably under the wraps.
Let's talk about what some Viners are making. Like the top 10 guys what do you see them charging in general? Because I think that information's out there, right?
Yeah, so look.
You don't have to say your specific numbers.
Yeah, it's known that kids my age are getting six-figure brand deals.
For one video?
Multiple
videos.
Normally they're campaigns. Yeah. They're campaigns.
Three to five video campaigns.
Yeah.
For 100 grand, are we talking multiple six figures?
Usually between 100 and 200K. No, I mean, some people have, obviously, but like the 200 to 500,000 brand deals are undiscovered territory right now.
Right.
And dude, it's crazy because kids are becoming millionaires off of this application. Like 19-year-old kids.
Stupid.
Dude. I don't really know what's going on.
Stupid money.
Yeah.
Okay. And so what's your ratio for free unbranded content to branded content? Like, is it, and how often are you posting right now on Facebook and then
from the breakdown.
So it's funny. Our motto around the Vine House is
because you live in a house with like 15 viners, right? Let's tell the story.
Okay, so my apartment complex.
It's in Hollywood, right?
It's on Hollywood and Vine Street.
We won't say the exact address, but I'm sure everyone sees it.
Dude, it's on Vine Street.
That's hilarious.
Like, why? How did this happen to me?
That's hilarious,
but
man.
There's 18 viners that live in this complex.
Oh, my goodness.
Dude, I feel so bad for everyone who's just trying to live their life. Yeah.
It's like there's always video cameras and just poor craziness people in the hallway.
Just poor people. But yeah, man. Kids are going ham and cheese on this app and making bank. But yeah, it's nuts. What was your question?
So the original question was, what's like your model now? Like, okay, every two weeks is free content, and then I'm gonna do a branded deal.
So look, I don't try to stay away from branded content, because it's how I make money. But then again, like, I've always rule number one for me, money ain't a thing. So just live life the way you want it to, and just like stuff will happen. So I'm not like scouring for brands to pay me money. If one comes to me that aligns with my objectives and my goals, and our brands are very similar, i.e. I just did one with I just did one with Dunkin' Donuts, for example.
I saw that one when you're running down the street.
Dude, that wasn't even with them. That wasn't even
that was just a free one.
Dude, I love Dunkin' Donuts. I love them, and everyone knows that. I think a lot of people love Dunkin' Donuts. And when they reached out to me, I was like, yeah, let's do this.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So
I get free donuts for life too?
Dude, I always ask. It's like, it's not a thing apparently. But, so I did the original campaign, and then the video that you just mentioned, like, they didn't even pay me for that. It's just like, I like you guys. I liked working for you. And it so I don't mind putting you in my video, but typically the motto in the Vine complex is hashtag no free brand deals.
Right.
If I'm wearing a shirt with a logo on it,
turn these around.
Exactly. Turn the water bottles around. But so if I'm wearing a shirt with a logo on it in my video, like I'll change before.
Yeah, really?
Everything is covered. Tape.
Or you just wear a plain shirt like
plain
this.
Plain shirts have become my best friend.
Yeah. Of course. I'm like the black V
dude,
king.
Yes. Oh, yes.
Every day, black V. Interesting. So how many would you say on average a month brand deals do you take? You only need one or two a month.
Yeah,
sounds like at that level.
That's it. If even that. Yeah, I don't.
Once every couple months, you're still paying your bills for the year.
Exactly, man. And like, it's important not to oversaturate your audience with, hey, branded content. And then even the brands will get mad, like, yo, like, do you really like our brand? Like, you promoted another one a week ago.
Right.
So
you're going to select maybe 6 to 12 a year, it sounds like.
Yeah.
Like high quality, top brand deals.
Yeah. This year is probably going to be even less, probably like 5 to 8 brands.
Wow.
If even that. And it's also important to make them all different aspects of life, right? So
not
if I do like
5 clothing line or clothing brands,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. So I'll do like oral hygiene, then I'll do like a clothing brand,
right.
And then I'll do like a snack brand,
a sports drink or
something. Yeah. Something is very what you're doing, because if you do 2 different shoe brands, again, you piss off the brand, you piss off the people.
Yeah.
What do they buy? Yeah.
Interesting. Yeah. That's interesting also for people who are listening who do have their own brands or companies, is just to create awesome brands in the first place that people want to promote no matter what, even for free, like you did.
Dude,
create great products.
There are so many brands out there that are getting free promotion, and just like,
just because people love them.
Like, i.e., Netflix and chill.
Right.
Dude, this saying has become so popular.
In the Vine world, too,
yes,
especially.
Everywhere. It blew up on Vine. Pretty much like a lot of pop culture you see nowadays is like really intensified by Vine. I like some of the biggest songs now have blown up on Vine. I'm in Love with the Coco started on Vine. And like Netflix and chill, Vine made it like a thing.
It's crazy, man.
Yeah.
And so probably the subscriber base probably just going through the roof.
That's what I'm saying. Now everyone knows Netflix, even if you don't know what Netflix is.
If you're like a 12-year-old, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Now you know.
Crazy. So create a great brand, essentially, if you're going to build something.
Yeah. And especially if a brand that has viral potential, or there's some kind of play like that. Mm-hmm. Like, there is no red viral button, but Netflix
unless
and chill.
You're Logan Paul.
Unless, hey. but like Netflix and chill was just a great marketing tactic, and now they're pouncing on it, and they're like,
crazy,
we do that, Netflix and chill.
And they're not paying anyone to talk about it.
Not a single person.
It's incredible, man.
Yep.
So
How has Snapchat changed the game for you? And are you heavily involved in Snapchat? I mean, I just started getting in it about 6 months ago, and I'm getting addictive.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm seeing the most incredible engagement from my audience through there, more than any other platform. I don't know how that's working for you or what you're seeing. Are you doing more on Snapchat or what?
I'm always trying to think ahead of the game.
That's going where the puck's going?
Dude, that's why I'm on Facebook right now. I'm the biggest personality on the platform right now.
Wow.
And like YouTubers specifically, there's like YouTubers and Viners, there's like clicks, but like a lot of people are late to jump on it. Mm-hmm. And I'm again lucky enough to have realized that this platform is huge, and I'm gonna be at 12 million before anyone's like, oh wow, you can get famous on it.
Because a lot of YouTubers are just staying with YouTube. They're not expanding to Facebook.
Yeah, which I get it, but I've always thought it's the smartest thing to grow different fan bases on different platforms,
because you never know when one's gonna die out. Also,
exactly,
like Vine could be
dead or something, which happens with social media all the time.
Yeah.
Like you have to be cognizant.
Do you remember the site Daily Booth?
No.
This was like before Instagram. You posted a photo a day.
Oh my gosh.
It was like just
I wonder if Instagram was inspired by it.
It might have been, yeah.
Well, Instagram sold for $1 billion. Yeah, yeah. So you did something wrong, dude.
Interesting. Anyways.
But yeah, so
you've always been branching out.
Yeah, so I was the first Viner to go on Snapchat publicly.
Really?
Dude.
When was this?
The OG. This was, again, like, it was right when stories became a thing, because stories are now, like, what people are following. Uh-huh. Before, it's like, if I told people to add me, like, I'd have to open and respond to each person individually. Now, the stories, I had a meeting with Snapchat, and I was like, yeah, I wish, like, my fans could, like, add me and see my stuff. They're like, they can. Just make your story public. And I was like, oh my God. So again, by the time any Viner or internet person, even for that matter, knew that this was going on, I had 100,000 opens.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. And
now DJ Khaled is just like crushing.
Dude, this guy is the king.
Crushing it, dude. It's unbelievable.
It's
amazing what he's created.
What I love about it most is that, again, smart Snapchat, the brand, the platform, is like fostering his growth. They bring him in. They're making filters for him.
It's insane.
They're hopping on it. They're hopping on the train just because they want to keep their platform relevant. And it's so smart. It's so smart.
That's amazing. Are they doing that for you as well? Are they creating filters?
No. Not yet. That'd be awesome.
Are you allowed to share what open rates you're
doing? Yeah. So I get about 500,000 opens.
Incredible.
I think the most I've ever gotten was like 750,000.
Incredible, dude.
But yeah. 500,000. Consistently, it is incredible, yeah. And I don't.
What's more powerful for you, 500,000 Snapchat views or 10 million views on a Facebook video?
I guess it depends what I'm trying to do. I probably Facebook. I want to say. Because here's the thing, I get 500,000 opens like every day, so they're used to it. All right?
On Snapchat.
Yeah. And they're used to it. If I like say, hey, go download an app, they'll do it. But Facebook, if I get a video that's 10 million views, that's like sort of kind of viral. And
yeah,
that's a lot of people, man. That's
10 million people is a lot of people.
Yeah. So that's, what is that? 20 times. Yeah. So
yeah.
20 times. Time.
Let's say it's a million and a million.
Yeah.
What's more powerful?
Then probably the Snapchat.
Why for you?
I used to say this. So Snapchat views usually typically are the most valuable view, mm-hmm, because people have to scroll to they have to type in your name, mm-hmm, and say, hey, I want to watch LOGANPAUL. They have to type it in, add me, and then to watch my stuff, they have to tap it. And you used to have to hold it. So Snapchat view is the most. If people are watching, they are watching.
They're addicted.
They are. Their thumb is on the screen. They're holding it. Now
I'm
you
glad
just
they
tap
don't
it.
Anymore. It was annoying.
I know it was annoying, but now they just tap the screen, and you know that people are invested in your content.
It's amazing.
Yeah,
and when you create a call to action on Snapchat over Facebook, you'll get more conversions on Snapchat.
Yes, always.
So if you're like, hey, download this app or
always
watch
yep
this thing,
yep,
more people will take action. By how much more do you think? 10x?
Yes.
If it's
at
equal
least,
views?
At least.
10, 20x.
Yeah,
right?
Because these people, 500,000 people think I'm interesting enough to watch every single day. And so they clearly have some sort of affinity for me, which is great. And I'm glad I get to entertain them. But yeah, they, if I say go do this, go tweet at DJ Khaled, like, let's go make a Snapchat story, just get eyeballs, and they'll do it just because they're like, we love Logan.
Wow.
We love Logan.
Hey guys, I wanted to take a quick second to let you know about our sponsor today. Again, that's thrivemarket.com/Lewis. Listen, I am all about living healthy and making sure it's convenient and saving time and money. Check out thrivemarket.com/Lewis. The process is so smooth. You just click on a bunch of the different products that you like, and they ship them to you in the next couple days. You save up to 50% off as well, and it's some of the best products and brands on the market right now. I'm telling you guys, this is an awesome company. I know the founder myself, and they are a huge supporter of the show. Make sure to check them out. Go ahead and do your first order. You're going to save an extra 20% off on your first order, so you have nothing to lose. Go to thrivemarket.com/Lewis and get started right now. I wanted to take a quick moment to tell you about another one of our sponsors, and that's Organifi. If you want to unlock your full potential, you've got to have the right nutrients in your body every single day, fueling your body and mind with the best superfoods on earth. I'm telling you, this is the best tasting green juice blend that I have tasted. I love taking this with me on the road and traveling, and it's how I get my juice in no matter what. I love to buy green juice in the bottle, but I'm telling you what, it's a lot more expensive. It costs $10 a bottle, and it's not convenient when you're on the road and when you're traveling. This is no shopping, no juicing, no blending, and no cleanup. Just go to lewishouse.com/Organifi to get signed up right now. Make sure to try a bottle. I'm telling you guys, you're going to love this. If you don't love it, they'll give you their money back, right? lewishouse.com/Organifi. Go check it out and get a bottle right now.
Wow, man.
Yeah, man.
So what's the next plan? Have you ever thought about doing a podcast? There's a lot of the YouTube personalities.
A lot of them are doing it.
They're doing it. Grace and all these other people are doing it. I know Justine, she's been on here. She's, I think, starting one soon.
Yeah. Dude.
You'd be great on a podcast.
Hey, thank you, man. I don't know. There's so many social medias out there.
So many.
Like, it's already so hard to keep up with, and it's sort of overwhelming. I may not. I don't know the benefits. I don't know. I don't even know how to do it. You put this headset on me, and it's connected to a box. But like,
it's connected to here.
Yeah.
And I'm just using. I'm recording on a free software called Audacity, and then I export it. I give it to my editor. She edits it up and puts it up on the podcast and on iTunes.
See, man, that's
pretty simple.
Yeah. Yeah. You.
What you need to do is not worry about the technical aspects yourself. Focus on being the talent, recording the content, bringing on your YouTube or Vine guest stars, and then giving it to someone. I'm happy to set you up with, you know, this afterwards if you want to.
That'd be really cool, man.
Make it easy as possible.
Yeah, hey, thank you, dude. Thank you.
So you don't have to stress out about
it. Yeah.
So what's the next platform for you? What are you interested in? What do you see as like, okay, where's the puck going for you?
So for me, man, it's off digital. Yeah, traditional media.
Tell me more.
TV, film. That's the stuff I'm into, man. Like, I've written two movies by myself. One of them, my bad, one movie by myself. The other I wrote with some other writers.
Yeah.
Just got financed. It's called Airplane Mode. It is a movie. Okay, this is going to be nuts.
Tell me.
We wanted to make the Airplane Mode of this generation. Okay? So, we're going to take 20 to 25 of the biggest social media stars on the planet.
Oh my gosh.
Shove them all in an aircraft.
No.
And when the flight attendant says, hey, put your phones on airplane mode.
What do people, they're not going to be looking down anymore.
No one does it. These are kids who live and die off their cell phone. Yeah. Right? So we
until the Wi-Fi goes out. Until they're like 3,000 feet up, then it goes off.
Yep, because there's extreme cellular interference and the plane malfunctions.
So
what happens next?
So you're going to create this experience. So it's going to be like a documentary. It's going to be a scripted.
It's going to, dude, it is.
Wow, this is going to be huge.
It's built an audience of 300 million people. All my friends are in it. All my social media friends are in it. And yeah, so we're going to be ramping up production on that probably in the next week.
So you're going to rent out your own jet.
Yeah, so we're actually going to a studio called Air Hollywood.
That's a jet on the floor.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Interesting.
So, yeah. Dude, this movie is going to be outrageous.
You should get one of the airlines to be the sponsor.
So we thought about it. Don't get me wrong. But the aircraft blows up.
Oh.
Like, kind of thing. Like,
so you can't do that.
Delta Airlines would be like, yeah, probably not going to do that for our brand. But
sure.
No, it doesn't blow up. But the plane malfunctions and like starts going down. And so like, no aircraft brand is going to do that. But we thought about it.
okay, so tell me the premise. Are you allowed to tell me the premise, or what can you tell me?
Other than what I just said, man, to be honest. All right, so,
don't spoil the ender. Don't spoil it.
I won't. But basically, yeah, there's a convention in Australia for social media kids. We all end up going on the same flight, and we're all like I said, us living in that apartment complex is insane. So imagine us in an airplane, like with regular people trying to just fly, like
just trying to read a book.
It's out of control, dude. So just chaos amongst the aircraft. The plane experiences this technical difficulty
because everyone's
going
blowing up the internet.
Everyone's going ham and cheese, and it's my character's duty to save the day. Even though flying is
Ohio hero, baby.
Always. So yeah.
When does this production start, and when are you hoping that it'll come out?
I'm hoping we shoot in April. I'm hoping it comes out by the end of the year.
This year?
Yeah.
In movies or online or in theaters, I mean, or
I would love it.
Netflix and chill, or
Netflix and dude, it's gonna be on Netflix. People are gonna chill when they watch it for sure. I would love for it to go to theaters. It's probably gonna be limited theatrical release with a digital release as the main thing, because that's just where we're strongest. All my friends just pushing to this one iTunes link to go buy this on iTunes.
That'd be huge.
Yeah, man.
Wow.
So yeah, the movie front, those are two that I've written, again, just created, and then acting. So I take two acting classes every week.
Which class or which?
Anthony Mendel's Acting Studio.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is that in Studio City?
It's great. No. It's in West Hollywood.
Oh,
it's actually
nearby.
Yeah, it's near here. Yeah, cool. Yeah.
And are you enjoying that process?
Dude, I love it, man. I love it so much.
What do you
much,
love about the acting class the most?
I like how it's opened me up, dude. Like, from being from Ohio, like, you know this, like, if you cry, like, it's...
Look down, or you're like weak.
You're not
a man.
You're not a man. Like,
stop being a wussy.
Exactly. And my dad was never like he never told me like, don't cry, don't be a man.
But every wrestler and football player
I couldn't. Every
you can't be emotional.
Every guy that I was ever with, like, you can't cry. And then like, even me, it's like, I don't want to cry in front of my dad. I want to be a man, like my friends are telling me to do. So I would always just kind of like. Close off, whatever. Yeah. But LA is just opening me up, man. And
it's
like
so open and vulnerable, right? It's
vulnerable,
amazing.
Being just like open to the living in the moment, and it's beautiful, man. And the studio like really focuses on just like just living. Stop judgments about like what other people think. Just like just go, dude. Just
go
live.
For it.
Yeah, and it's opened me up in that way, which has obviously helped with acting, because now when I'm doing it, it's like when I'm in a scene and
you're not in your head, you're allowed to be in your heart
I'm just living. Yeah.
Amazing, man. That's cool.
It's really cool, man. And so yeah, acting stuff has been going great. I just actually finished my first movie before the break, or first movie that I was the lead in. I did three movies last year. They're all coming out this year. First movie
like
that,
in theaters, or
this one's probably like gonna theaters. Be a limited theatrical release. I mean, who knows?
Yeah,
but that is my guess, just because again my power is on the internet, and then my co-star also has like 14 million followers. She's a Disney star.
Wow.
So we're just gonna drive people to this link, but
wow.
Yeah, it's called The Thinning. It's about population control in 2039, so it's a futuristic movie. Very cool. It's a dystopian thriller, like Hunger Games, Divergent type stuff. Basically, the premise is in 2039, the world's overpopulated, resources depleted, etc. So the United Nations issues a mandate that each country has to cut their population by 10%. China.
By just killing people.
So essentially, yeah. So it's China has to limit each family to one child. Now
you have to choose.
So like if you have four, like sorry, like get rid of three somehow.
Oh my God. Somehow.
Dude, it's bad.
Somehow
Russia eliminates everyone over 60. Like sorry, you're no longer. In order to stay competitive, the United States issues a standardized test. And the lowest score is
dead.
The lowest, you would have been dead, man. The lowest scoring 10th percentile gets killed
I'm
off.
I'm dead.
Yeah, because dude, everyone's just a genius.
I'm going to Canada.
I'm going to
go to Mexico.
Dude, I hope they have a better system. But yeah, that's what happens in the United States. And me and my co-star kind of discovered that this whole, I mean, it's wrong. Clearly, this is wrong. It's not cool. We discovered that this whole system is just a bunch of smoke and mirrors, and there's like underlying motives, and people are like buying kids' lives pretty much. And so we work to expose this conspiracy, and
interesting.
Some stuff happens along the
way. This is like a big role, it sounds like.
It is. Yeah, dude. I lost 15 pounds for it, and then wow. On the day of my shirtless scene, I lost another 8. I did acting classes for it. I took an acting coach. We rehearsed a bunch of times.
All your scenes just over and over, perfecting over and over. Them.
Yeah. So yeah, dude, it's my first film, and I've been out here for a year. I'll take it.
It's huge.
I'll take it.
People come out here for 10 years and don't get anything. Like, struggling.
Just, yeah, and I got lucky, and so this film's gonna come out, and it's gonna showcase my acting ability, because no one's really seen it. They've seen internet acting. It's much different. The character in the movie is not Logan Paul. It's like the guy's name is Blake Redding, and it is not me. It's like
so you had to become someone else.
So yeah, like it's not a super funny movie. I'm funny on the internet.
What if people don't like that? Like what you can do? That's not you.
So when I was on Law and Order, I was actually the bad guy
And online, you're the funny, lovable guy.
So
right?
It's like I was the bad guy, and people are like, Logan, what are you doing? Why did you take this role? Blah blah. But it's like, hey, like guys, I'm an actor. Like this is what I do. Like I can delve into these different characters, and I think people will like it, because this guy's not a bad guy. He's just quiet, focused, determined, and he's a badass.
That's cool,
which,
man.
Like, everyone loves.
Badass. Have you already seen the movie, or
dude? I've seen zero footage.
Are you nervous?
So excited. I don't know. I trusted the director. Sure, thank God, because I've had projects where, everything's sort of iffy, and like I don't know if I like trust your judgment, whatever. But the director on this one, who was also the writer, knew exactly what he wanted every time, and he would give me the best notes. So I trusted him, and I was able to just be the character. So honestly, I'm not nervous, man. And it's produced by Legendary, who did
Batman,
Godzilla,
of course.
So like, Legendary doesn't joke,
man.
Around, man. Like the movie's gonna be good.
Yeah, that's big, man. Do you know Scooter Braun?
Of course,
he's been on here before, and he has some type of partnership, I think, with Legendary. So he's always talking about how great that
– It's great, dude. They're amazing.
That's huge. Right?
It took me to dinner the other night, steak dinner with my boys.
Amazing.
Yeah, like celebration of the movie. Let's go out. So, yeah.
When's that come out?
Hopefully May.
This year.
I get to see a cut April 3rd.
Dude, I got to go to the premiere, man.
Excited. Dude, it's huge. Invite you. Seriously, man.
For the Ohio boys.
Dude, yes. Yes. I'm inviting everyone, dude. But, yeah.
That'll be great.
Very excited.
Congrats on that.
Thank you.
I'm curious, what's your routine like out here? What's your morning routine in terms of, do you have a ritual every morning, or is it just kind of wake up and see what happens today? Do you have a meditation practice? Do you have a workout practice? Do you have a journaling practice? Is there anything that you're like, I must do this every day because it's going to heighten my mental capacity, my energy, my focus?
So I should meditate. Let me start by saying that I should. I'm going to start. I haven't yet, but like this is on the agenda. This is important. Mm-hmm. Even though I don't do it, people should.
Yeah.
To be honest, man, my days are very different. They can be like, if I want to film today, like I'll go ahead and film. If I want to just take a bunch of meetings and work,
right.
quote unquote work, I'll edit videos. But the stuff that I make sure to do every day, workout. I think it's important not only to look good, obviously, but something about working out and pushing yourself the way I do is like it takes you to another level. So when I'm on set and like something's sort of hard-ish.
You're like, I've already been through this every day.
I've been through it every day. Like, dude, I was doing the scene in The Thinning where I had to drown. I don't know if you know this. If you breathe in and then try to sink, you don't sink. Okay.
You float.
Yeah, you float.
So you have to push all the air out.
You have to push the air out. They put weights on me.
Oh my gosh.
And I'm sinking. So I have no air in my lungs. And it's, dude, it's not like a 6 foot pool. It's a 12 foot pool. So
that's
like
terrifying.
Dude, it was.
That's so scary.
It was one of the hardest things I've ever done. And I'm like, I'm very mentally strong, man. But during this, I'm like, why is this so hard for me?
It's challenging, man.
It's all a mental thing. But like, again, it's just like, I'm used to pushing myself. So I was able to do it. But it was just difficult.
I can imagine.
But
most people who aren't athletes and don't go through the daily pain and stress that we've gone through, they can't handle that.
Dude, it's like, that's why, like, you know.
Even we, you know, you couldn't handle it already going through it, but it was like even more challenging.
Yeah.
So, do you feel like that gives you an edge being an athlete or being an
100%.
Athlete?
100%. So, just everything, mental, physical. Mm-hmm. So they brought stunt doubles for me.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, guys, like,
I could do this.
Doing my own stuff. They're like, okay, let's see what you got. And
these are like trained breathers underwater.
Dude, seriously, seriously. And
breath holders.
The trained breath holders. But no, this was for a fight scene.
Okay.
And they're like, all right, like, let's see what you got. And
you're like, I know karate.
Yeah. My character doesn't throw any punches. They wanted to make him not throw any punches. It's all like knees or like kicks or takedowns. And so I wrestled I did MMA for 4 years. So I did it. And again, it's just like, they let me do all the fight scenes, which is awesome.
Amazing.
And then to answer your question, furthermore, this is one I think is so important. So every day I wake up, I look myself in the mirror and I say, I will be the biggest entertainer in the world. And I say that 10 times in the morning and I say it 10 times at night, right before I go to bed, every single day. I read this book, The Secret, and it's all about this. I mean, you know, I'm sure you've read it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I will, this will happen. I'm going to. And the more you say it, the more you believe it. And I do believe it. Like, I'm 100% invested in my goal of being the biggest entertainer in the world. And nothing will stop me from getting there. Not a girl, not friends who might be a distraction. Like, that's my goal. And I make sure to do that every single day. And then even like when I say it now, and when I say it in front of people, they're like, come on, this guy, he's a Vine star right now. Like, I don't care. This is great. I'm 20 years old, dude. In 2 years, no one's going to know me as a Vine star.
Yeah.
But when you say it, when you tell people, I'm going to be the biggest entertainer in the world, they like in the back of their minds, I was like, come on. Like, but the more you say it, the more you believe it.
Mm-hmm.
And the more you get used to saying it, the more other people are like,
you're attracting.
Wow. Homeboy means it.
Right.
Homeboy means it. So
that's great.
Yeah,
man.
Those are like the two rituals.
So you read The Secret and you started doing that after reading that?
So I read like a little bit. I think it might have been actually an audio book.
Uh-huh.
I read like enough to get that
concept.
Yes. And then
just started practicing.
Just started doing it. Because in high school, believe it or not, I did the same thing.
Wow.
It was, I will be more successful than anyone I know, whatever that means. I will be more successful than anyone I know.
Mm.
And now I am. Like,
right.
I know it sounds bad, but there's not another kid from my high school or that I knew.
Growing up.
Yeah, that is like doing the stuff I'm doing now. And like, it's super cocky, but like my goal is always like, hey, I need to make this happen and I want to be successful. I just want to accomplish my goals.
You're not going to be successful not believing in yourself.
Exactly.
You've got to have such belief and certainty that it's going to happen. Otherwise, you're going to falter somewhere.
Seriously, man.
It's funny. We've had Jack Canfield, who is in The Secret, and also Lisa Nichols was just here a couple weeks ago. She's in The Secret as well. And they both preach this over and over, writing down every single day what you will create that day, what you're going to become in your life, looking in the mirror, saying these things.
So important, man. Yeah. And like, you're going to feel dumb doing it, but eventually you'll stop feeling dumb and you look at yourself and you're like, wow, I believe this. And then it's like, wow, this is going to happen.
Mm-hmm. You know, what's interesting as an athlete, you can relate to this. The difference between the championship, the best player on the Super Bowl championship game or the NBA finals, the difference between the best players and the players that get second place is this unwavering belief. Whenever you watch an interview afterwards, the person will say, you just won the Super Bowl. How did you make it happen? How did you do this? Mm-hmm. There's usually one of two responses. One is the Muhammad Ali approach where they say, I am the greatest. I knew I was the greatest.
Yeah.
I knew this was going to happen.
Yeah.
I've been dreaming about this for years.
Yeah.
Like, no one can stop me. Or it's the, I have so much faith in God and praise God. And like, I'm just, you know, messenger.
Yeah.
And I just put so much belief that he would, you know,
yeah.
put me in this position.
Yeah.
Either way, it's certainty and belief.
Belief. Believe it, dude. That's why my friends and I joke about it. That's why, like, rappers who, like, aren't even in the game yet. Like, I have a couple friend rappers. They all rap like they have $1 million, $2 million, $3 million, crazy cars, girls everywhere. Like, they don't, but they rap like they do, and they believe it, and that's the life they want, and then it happens.
It's going to start attracting and happening.
Yeah.
It's amazing, man.
Yeah, man.
What do you think, besides this ritual that you do every day, what are things that you do that are non-negotiable for you that you must do? Working out, looking in the mirror, saying that you'll be the best entertainer, the biggest entertainer in the world. Is there anything else you do that you feel like has been crucial to your success or that's really separated you from all your peers doing this?
This is the cliche answer, but again, you need to hear something like 7 to 40 times to actually start believing it. You got to work harder than anybody else, dude. Mm-hmm. Like, when I work out at night, so I won't go to the LA parties, those popping LA parties and the clubs.
I don't go to clubs. I don't drink alcohol. I've never been drunk.
You've never been drunk?
Never been drunk.
Good for you.
Yeah.
Good for you, dude.
When I went to college to play football, I remember I was a tall white boy receiver. Yeah. I was just like, I need every advantage. I didn't have a sip of alcohol in college.
Dude, shut up.
I've never been drunk since then.
I admire
that
so much.
I've had sips, and I'll have like every 6 months, like a little sip here and there. But, I am so committed to working harder, to working at night when everyone's partying, like sounds like what you do as well. Working out at night, whatever it takes, man.
Dude, that's awesome. Yeah. That's great.
So you don't go to the parties, you're not in that.
Don't go. Don't drink, don't smoke, don't do any of that.
It's great.
And I work out at night. Like I'll go maybe on a Saturday or Sunday just because I like being social, and I'm not like, and especially as an actor, I feel like it's important for me to just learn and see and observe everything. But yeah, I work out at night, so I'm not distracted by the LA parties.
Mm-hmm. Dude, I'll have to come and join you one night.
Dude, seriously.
We're both working out.
Seriously, let's do it. Let's do it, dude. But yeah, it's so important to work hard.
Yeah.
And
consistently building that momentum
throughout
the
day. Yeah, it doesn't stop. Well, actually, so I went to Brazil over New Year's, and it was going to be like my reset because literally all of 2015 just work, and it paid off in great ways. Like in Facebook, I was the number one viewed personality on the platform with like 300 million views. Like, yeah, and that's just one of the things. Like,
it's like bigger than The Rock,
dude. Yeah, it was.
Who I love, he's amazing.
He is also my idol.
I want to get him on here. That's one of my goals.
He's the best. Freak. He inspires me, and he's like part of the reason I'm saying this because like he works so hard, dude. And like
he doesn't have more talent than anyone else. Like he has trained for 20 years to build his talent.
Yep. And he inspires me, man. Like I aspire to achieve his work ethic. Like he's the hardest working man in Hollywood right now. And I love you, Rock, but I'm going to be the hardest working man in Hollywood. Like,
get it. Ohio.
Dude, Ohio, dude. Ohio.
And so what were you saying? I interrupted you. I apologize. You went to Florianopolis or Brazil.
Yeah, right? I went to
Brazil. Reset.
I did go to Florianopolis. I don't know how you knew
I saw a photo.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So, yeah, I went to Florianopolis.
Like doing the splits or something.
Always. Yep. And, dude, it was like my reset, right? Like, oh, like I worked. Let's spoil myself. Dude, backfired.
Really? What do you mean? What happened?
All I did was eat and not work out and, like, gained 20 pounds. And just I didn't have the fun I should have.
You didn't have fun. Why not? So you're stressing about like gaining weight or what?
I don't know, man. I did it wrong. I paid too much money for not enough fun.
Really?
Yeah. So I got back. I was like, oh, damn. Like I didn't have that much fun. But like now I got to go back to the grind.
You know what's interesting? For 10 years or whenever I got my cell phone, 1999, I think I got my cell phone when I was a junior in high school.
Wow.
2000, I was a junior in high school. I graduated in 2001. How many was that? 15 years? I have not spent more than 24 hours without my cell phone, right? It's been by my side. I've used it for 15 years, at least once a day.
Yeah.
And about 4 months ago, I was just, you know, I was gearing up for my book launch. I was just like in the thick of it. It was just like, I was going all in.
Yeah.
I had this big vision for it. And I was like, I'm going to burn out if I don't take a break. And I'd never taken a digital detox. So I went to Kauai in Hawaii.
Yeah.
4 days, left my phone here.
Shut up.
Left my phone here.
Good for you,
I was the
man.
Most terrified ever.
What happened? What was the?
I got there and I like rented a. I had rented a car before, but I forgot where I rented the car. And I was like, if only I had my phone, I could just check all these things.
Yeah.
Oh. I had to like get directions on the side of the road all the time. But it was so free. It was so amazing. After the first day,
seriously,
I was just swimming in the ocean, having so much fun. Wasn't spending money on stuff. Just like chilling on the beach, hanging out with friends.
I need this.
Dude, next time, go somewhere 4 days. Don't take your phone.
Yeah. And I went out. That's the other thing. I went for too long. Dude, 5 days, that's it. That's all I need.
Yeah. Reset
if,
in 5 days.
Even that. Yeah. Yeah. And nothing.
You're ready to get back after three or four. You're
exactly. Like, right. So no phone, no laptop. Just like, I need that. And I admire.
Have you ever taken a digital detox? And
no.
Dude, it's going to be a game changer.
Dude, it is. But also, like I said, dude, I've had
for like two years.
Like, I'll take a detox.
But, yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Yeah, man. Work hard. That's the motto.
So what's the biggest fear for Logan Paul?
Oh.
Because you put yourself out there so much. Do you care what people think or say? Do you care about doing something that's just a huge flop and everyone's like, who is this loser critic? Yeah. Or, you know, are you afraid of anything, or is it all rainbows and Skittles?
Dude, honestly, like, my answer right off the bat is the rainbows and Skittles, man. Because I don't think you should live life in fear. Someone asked me the other day, I did this panel in Florida for this convention. Someone asked me, what are the do's and don'ts of the internet? And I answered and I said, or no, he didn't say what are the do's and don'ts. He said, what are the don'ts? And I answered and said, why are you focusing on the don'ts? Like, the don'ts are obviously, don't talk about controversial stuff if you're trying to develop a clean brand like I was. Don't talk about stuff that is going to make you look bad. They're obvious. Focus on the do's, right? So just like, to answer this question, I don't really focus on fears or stuff I'm afraid of. Like, yeah, I have some dots that come in my mind every now and then about whatever it is. Like, oh, will this video do good? Am I going to be like a Vine star for the rest of my life? But then I'm like, it's impossible. It's impossible. Yeah. The way I'm thinking, the way I'm working, like, yeah, man, I don't live really fearing anything.
Sure, sure.
You know?
Okay.
I am afraid of scary movies, if that answers.
What's the scariest?
Dude.
Saw?
Oh, God. You know what? I don't mind gory. Weird. I don't mind gory, but yo, Paranormal Activity.
No, I will not watch any of those movies, man. With
I'm
the
out.
Little girls and little boys.
For that reason.
Like, oh, my gosh.
I'm out. Can't do it. Sorry.
The trailers freak me out.
Dude, I'm done. Like, no, man. Scary movies terrify me.
Okay.
That's like my one fear in life.
So you've been in this game for like literally 24 months.
Yeah.
And you've achieved so much. What is the vision? If you could put yourself at 25, what will Logan Paul have created at 25 in 5 years from now?
This is a great question.
You know, all these platforms could be gone for all we know.
Yeah.
Or so, there could be 20 new platforms you're on. But what do you see yourself? Who do you see yourself being? And what do you see yourself creating?
So I will be sensationalized as one of the most successful digital media creators to have transcended into traditional media, whatever that is at the time. Because right, TV now is slowly,
it's becoming YouTube online or whatever.
Yeah, exactly. So people have TVs, but they're just watching
Netflix.
Online shows. So whatever that means, I will be one of the first to have transcended successfully into that platform, and just creating my own stuff, longer form stuff, movies, television shows, and I'll always foster this digital audience. Like, like hopefully I'll be at like 100 million on Facebook by then, which is nuts.
That'd be like a tenth of the people on Facebook.
Seriously, yeah,
right,
yeah.
Now, right? They're like a billion something on Facebook.
Yeah, man. Like whatever it is, but oh man, that's nuts to think about it. but
it's
yeah,
possible you're almost at 10 million,
dude. Vin Diesel's at 100 million, and he's Vin Diesel. I got.
You could be bigger than him,
bro. That's what I'm saying, man. Just give me some time. Give me 5 years, easy.
Yeah.
That's my goal. What is going to be happening specifically? I don't know. I don't know, man. But it's just so exciting this time, because no one is, besides King Batch, successfully transitioning from digital to traditional. Like, everyone is just a Vine star. They can't act. They're just blah blah blah.
Right, man.
Well, guess what? Homeboy can act. I can create, I can direct, I can produce, and I know I sound like a cocky, like, little, like, chotch, but, dude, I believe in myself, and I know what I'm capable of, and if I didn't, like, I wouldn't be here.
Yeah. And you probably know what you're not capable of, and that's why you're doing the work every single day or going to the acting classes and becoming better at what
exactly. So like when I came to LA, I wasn't – my acting skills were subpar. Like I could do it. I was natural on camera, but I needed to – like what acting. The
training, yeah.
Stop internet acting. I could do that all day, but like acting, just like sitting here like talking to you. And I know this, so I took the classes, and I'm going to continue taking classes until I'm the best. And yeah, man, know your weaknesses, know your strengths, exploit the strengths, fix the weaknesses.
I like it. A couple questions left for you.
Hit me.
Dude, we've been going for an hour and I'm like, it feels like 20 minutes.
No way.
I love these conversations.
Heck yeah.
I haven't even looked at any of these questions on these cards that I wrote down here. So I don't even know if I need to. One of the questions is, what's something you're really proud of that very few people know about you, that you've done? Because everything you do, people know about. You know, you're... all your numbers, your magazine covers, your movies, like everything you do, you're so public. But what's something that you're really proud of that maybe no one knows about you that you've done?
Ah, this is funny because it's so tiny. It is so tiny and minimalistic. But I just felt good about myself after I did it. This happened 4 days ago. And like I said, this is probably not the big answer you're looking for. But
what makes you proud?
Dude,
you know what I mean?
It's weird because I take pride in it. So I had just paid my meter and I see the parking maid coming up and she's like going along the cars looking for that car who hasn't paid theirs. She goes to this car who was at zero and I went up. I was like, I got it. Whatever. Just like something simple. Mm-hmm. Didn't even think twice about it. I was like, I got it. Don't worry. Like, and I paid for this person, this yellow beetle bug. And again, I didn't think anything of it. And then the chick, the parking maid lady stops. She goes, hey, just know it's going to come back to you. It always does.
Oh,
and I was
cool.
I was like, oh, I guess you're right. Like, I didn't think anything of it, but she's like, oh, it's just a nice little thing that I thought it was. After she said that, I was like, wow, I guess it is cool. Like,
you know, not trying to like toot my own horn, but I do similar stuff like that all the time where I'm paying for people behind me and Starbucks.
I need to do this more.
But this is what people from Ohio do.
That's
man.
What I'm saying, dude.
We got good hearts.
We got good hearts, man. And like, it just, I don't know. I was proud
that's
of myself after doing
it.
And it's like, I need to do this more.
You should do it every day because
seriously.
You're going to get bigger and bigger and you could allow yourself to just like take advantage of it. And
seriously,
I think
man.
Just keep the Ohio roots, keep the grounded roots. I think it'll be really important for you.
Yeah, but. Yeah. And like I said, it's such a little thing. And I know everyone watching is like, oh, that asshole should be doing that every day. Guys, I'm 20. Like, I don't even know what's going on in my life.
Let me know what's right and wrong.
Yeah. Please give me time to learn.
Yeah, exactly.
But, and like, I saw this lady walking behind me when I did it. And like, who knows? It like turns into one of those commercials where like she sees it and then like
she
goes
does something else.
And then the chain continues. Pay it forward.
That's
dude.
Great, man. I love that.
Okay.
Last, what do I have? Two or three questions left. I ask this question at the end of every interview, and I might be putting you on the spot, but just answer the best of your ability.
Hit me.
It's many years down the road, and it's your last day.
Okay.
You've become the biggest entertainer in the world. You've done more movies than The Rock and Kevin Hart put together.
Whoa, it's a lot of movies.
You've written multiple New York Times bestsellers, putting out music albums, whatever you want to do, you've done it all. For whatever reason, it all gets erased. The internet blows up and everything gets erased. So every video you've ever created is gone.
Okay.
And everyone you love is by your bed and you're peaceful, you're happy, and they give you a piece of paper and they say, Logan, we want you to write down three truths, three things that you know to be true about your experience in life, the three lessons that you want us to live by. We have nothing else for us to experience of you except for what you write on this piece of paper.
Whoa.
You have a pen and paper and say three truths. What would you write down for what's opening up for you right now as those three truths?
This is a deep one. It's a deep one, Lewis. Here we go. But I like this. Okay.
This is 20-year-old Logan's three truths.
Okay. Number one, I would say, how do I say this intelligibly? Basically, don't worry about the judgment of others, number one. You are valuable. I'm here and I'm valuable. Like my acting teacher said that last night. You are. You don't need approval from others. If you want to do something crazy, do something crazy. Because people are like looking at you like, who cares? Who cares? My motto has always been when I'm doing crazy public stunts or like splitting in the streets of New York, yeah, I might look dumb or silly in front of 50 people, but I'm going to entertain millions, 65 million. Like, and so that's number one. Like, you can't care what other people think. Mm-hmm. Number two, I think, and I wish I could elaborate on this more, but coming from Ohio to here, like, dude, when I look over your shoulder, I see this beautiful city and endless possibilities. Mm-hmm. In Ohio, you don't see that. So my thing here would be is to go out and explore and live, travel, go places, experience different cultures, taste different food, listen to different music. I just started listening to Frank Sinatra music because I just started reading more, and just live. Like, I saw this recently in a piece, steal like an artist. Mm-hmm. So steal good
the
music.
Book.
Yeah, you want to go? Don't actually steal the book, but
steal like
go
an artist,
to the library,
yeah.
Read a quote in it, steal that knowledge, take it home, do something with it.
Yeah.
So yeah, that would be number two. Whew.
Last thing that everyone gets to remember you by.
Number three, what would it be? Oh boy, this is tough. I would say, okay. Here's a good one. Don't make your goals monetary driven. Now, this is going to have, obviously it's going to have outliers, and some people are going to be like, well, my goal was to make a billion. Like, that's great. But for me, like, when I say biggest entertainer in the world, I could get paid $0. But as long as I'm entertaining people, and as long as a lot of people know who I am and respect my work, I'm happy.
Mm-hmm.
I've never done it for the money. And I think that's important, man, because like, I create because I like to create.
Mm-hmm.
And when like people say, oh, I want to make $1 million, like, how? How are you going to do that?
Right.
Are you going to do what you love? Great. You're going to, when you make a million, you're going to want to make 100 million, but how are you going to do that?
Mm-hmm.
So do what makes you happy. Maybe that's it. Do what makes you happy. And I feel like the stars will align for you.
I love it.
So yeah, don't care about what other people think. Explore, travel the world, and do what makes you happy.
They're great ones, man. I love it. Very wise beyond your years.
Hey,
man. I like it. It's interesting because I launched this podcast 3 years ago. It's actually like the anniversary today or tomorrow, I think.
Whoa.
3 year anniversary.
Congrats,
thanks,
dude.
Thanks, man. It's crazy. And I remember I was like, I'm just going to launch this thing and I'm going to do it every week for a year and I'm not going to take any sponsorships. Like, I don't care about making money. I just want to connect with people and gain knowledge and share with the world.
Yep.
And it's paid off because of that. You know, I got a book deal. You know, now it's making a lot of money. So
it's amazing, man.
It's been really cool, and I appreciate your approach that you're going after it as something you love to do, and you want to be an artist and inspire people and entertain, and not just do it for the money. So it's really cool because a lot of people in LA are focused on the money and the fame and the money.
Yeah, so for some people it works. For me, not so much.
Yeah, it's good,
not
man.
So much, but
keep that, man. I love it. One final question. Is there anything we've missed that we want to make sure we want to talk about? Make sure everyone goes follow you. You're at Logan Paul everywhere, essentially.
Everywhere,
Snapchat, Instagram, Vine, Facebook. Follow him everywhere.
Thanks,
be
man.
Prepared to be addicted and laugh and have fun.
That's
and be inspired. Is there anything else? Is there any question that you've always wanted to answer that no one's ever asked you?
Oh, okay. That I've always wanted to answer? I don't know, man. I think you hit the nail on the head with just like the rituals and the deep stuff. I'm like, cause like I do comedy, so no one really thinks I'm capable of using big words and having wise conversations, but I think you hit the nail on the head, man. I think it's important to just believe in yourself, iterate your goals and go do it. Just make it happen, man.
What do you think something that people can do to increase their belief and confidence in themselves besides just saying it? What's something they can do every day to build that confidence?
Easy, just something really easy for you, workout. Like,
You will be confident afterwards.
I'm pretty sure, because, confidence obviously is a huge thing, especially nowadays with all the internet, like cyberbullying, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
I think working out, increases your mental toughness when it comes to the physical stuff, but you just start to look better. You feel better. And like, I don't know in what world, if you're looking better and like getting stronger in your head, you won't start to be more confident.
Yeah, it's true.
It's just a simple fix. It's not like a ritual or like some formula. Just start working out. Go lift weights. And it's harder said than done. Obviously,
it's hard.
But find a way.
I like it. I do. I just started doing kickboxing twice a week. And
nice.
It's like, you can never feel down after you just like Dude. Beat the crap out of a bag
yep.
for an hour.
And you're just exhausted. It's
dripping sweat. You're just like, I'm the man, you know?
Dude, that's what I'm saying. You go yeah. home, you just feel great. You're like exactly. sore. You're like, I did it. I put in my work today.
Cool. Okay. Final question. Before I ask it, I want to acknowledge you. I acknowledge all my guests at the end for what opens up for me. And Logan, I want to acknowledge you for your joy.
Joy.
Your joy and your ability to put yourself out there without being afraid of what people yeah. think or say or any of the stuff that a lot of people are scared. So many people that I talk to are scared to launch a business, are scared to say something on social media. They're scared to put themselves out there. They need it to look perfect.
Yeah.
And they're always worried about this perfectionism prism that they're in. You go 100% all in with everything you do, and it's such an inspiration for so many people. So I want to acknowledge you for your joy,
hey,
your passion.
Thank you, man.
And your dedication to hard work, because not enough people are doing yeah. that. So I acknowledge you for all those incredible gifts, man.
Thank you, man. I appreciate
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah. And final question is, what's your definition of greatness?
Ooh, okay. Definition of greatness, because each person's going to have a different definition. For me, greatness would be being the biggest entertainer in the world. For you, it might be something else. I think, and this kind of falls within the definition of success as well, but I think greatness is when you've achieved all your goals and beyond, I think. So maybe that beyond part is that $1 million you wanted to make. Maybe when you achieve all your goals, you end up making more than $1 million. Maybe mm-hmm. that's the beyond. Maybe that's yeah. maybe that's the greatness. Or you know, this just came to my mind. Leaving a legacy behind. When you die, people remember you. Yeah, I think that's it. When you die, having hopefully achieved all your goals, people will remember you. You still matter.
Mm.
David Bowie. Greatness.
Yeah.
And I think that's the answer that I'm searching for. Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah, yeah.
Logan Paul, my Ohio brother.
My man.
Thanks for coming on, man.
Yeah,
appreciate
thank you,
you.
Dude. Thank
this
you,
great.
Man. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's great. There you go, guys. I hope you enjoyed this episode. And if you did, make sure to share it with your friends. Again, lewishouse.com/290. Share it out right now on Twitter and Facebook or anywhere online. And also check out the show notes to check out all the different quotes and highlights from today's episode at lewishouse.com/290. I appreciate you guys for listening, and make sure to check out all of the previous episodes we've had on the School of Greatness, and we've got a big guest coming up next as well, Lindsay Sterling, one of the biggest people on YouTube, and arguably the biggest pop violinist in the world right now. Also, New York Times bestselling author. She's coming on next, so stay tuned for that one. Thank you guys again for all that you do to support the School of Greatness podcast. We could not do this without you listening every single day and without you sharing it with all of your friends. So thank you for your support. It means the world to me. And you guys know what time it is. It's time to go out there and do something great.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley. For the love of home.
You can live out your MasterChef dreams when you find a professional on Angie to tackle your dream kitchen remodel. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Visit Angie.com. You can do this when you Angie that.